Well, you know, when I started here in 1981, basically someone had to call here to find out if we even owned something. We would check the large card catalog as an example of how things have evolved from a technology standpoint. Now that person can look it up at 2 o'clock in the morning on their phone and place a hold on it and have it arrive at their local branch a day or two later. So, in fact, it's one of the challenges, I think, for public libraries going forward is to continue to have compelling in-person experiences, because I think people want that and need that from their community, but to also make as much of what we do available and convenient using, you know, mobile device. So that's a tall order to do both of those things.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about changes in technology. Here we have, I don't even, what's some of the stuff you have here at the Tech Center?
I'll show you as we walk around. We have audio recording studios. We have two of those that are in constant use. We have a video recording studio in the back with a green screen so that, you know, and also with editing equipment that our staff can help somebody if they want to make a video or put themselves in front of the green screen in front of the Great Wall of China or something like that.
Vinyl cutters here?
Yeah, we have a vinyl printer cutter, which is, you can make a banner. You know, a nonprofit could make a banner about their organization, or a small business could make one, and basically the only charge is for the materials. We also have a laser engraver that can engrave almost on any surface.
I'm not sure I know what that is.
But if you have the type of thing you want to do and the image that you have, we can help you do it with the laser engraver. It's pretty cool. So what we're trying to do here is you know, give people certain access to equipment and resources that they certainly wouldn't have on their own.
Back on the main floor, Jennings points to the video collection.
And we still have VHS tapes. There are many people in our community that continue to borrow those.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. You have to keep up with technology.
Right.
You have to have every format that anybody would want, all the way from VHS and digital downloads, every form of digital media.
Yeah, we have e-books, downloadable audio, all of that's available. You can see that with your library app. People want to get access to information and recreational material in a whole variety of ways, and we need to, you know, try to provide as much of that as we can.
It's expensive.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have desktop computers throughout our library system in every location. We also have free Wi-Fi. The combination of desktop logins and Wi-Fi connections, we had over 1 million of those in our system last year.
You know, we've seen a lot of things already. The equipment that people can rent out to make banners and make 3D printers down there, the business incubator. What for you still is the most important mission for the library?
One of the things I'm most proud of is how our organization has evolved, not only in terms of the buildings, which we're proud of, and I think they're great, and the technology, which is always evolving, but I think it's our involvement with our community. We are more engaged with our community, not only in Akron, but in all the communities we serve, than we ever have been before. Because the library is the public library is a very unique institution. We're perceived as neutral, so we're a really good collaborative partner, because nobody thinks we're going to steal their cheese. So we're able to, I like to call it, we can raise our hand. We can raise our hand and make a contribution. We've got facilities in, you know, 18 communities. Can be sites for meetings, and we have lots of different ways to get information out to people. We also have talented staff to participate in committees and task forces. And so whether it's early childhood education, the arts, earned income tax credit, skills-based hiring, or, you know, trying to find ways to hook people up for job seekers, there are all kinds of ways that we can, raise our hand and make a contribution to what's going on. And so it's really not just about having a better library, but it's also having a better community.
David Jennings, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. I sure appreciate you talking to me.